Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Don't forget, Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. Great opportunity for you to blow off some steam, tell people, tell people what you think about this, that, or the other. Excuse me, suddenly my throat hurts. Hold on. I'm going to turn the microphone all the way down. Stay right there. I got to turn the microphone down or else you're going to hear slurping. There, that's better. I hope that's better. All right, where was I? Focus. Oh, yes. We've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up, and a great opportunity for you to blow off steam, let people know exactly what you think about this, that, or the other, and make sure you write down the phone number. Include it in your phone. Make it one of your favorites. Put it at the top of your favorites list. Dimitri spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Oh, and by the way, I know I've been mentioning this. I'm trying to drop subtle hints. I appreciate the fact that you appreciate me and that you want to give me gifts for Christmas. I appreciate that. I mean, I can't even tell you the number of people who've come by, knocked on the door saying, hey, another Christmas gift for Dimitri, because we love him and we appreciate everything that he does. What? What are you looking at? Come in here for a second. Johnny O is giving me crap again.
I don't know, the ticket fell off.
Hey, hold on, get your microphone on here. Turn this around so people can see you. Wait a minute, Facebook live stream. Can they see you? Okay, a lot of people have been asking what kind of Christmas gifts. Hold on a second. A lot
what
of Christmas,
for Christmas
gifts. No, me. And I keep telling people,
Oh, you don't want to know. That's one of the seven words we're not allowed to say on the radio.
I keep telling people that instead of coming here, dropping off gifts for me and all that,
right,
it would be a lot easier if they would just send money.
That's always good. Money spends.
Money is always the best.
Have you got your Christmas bonus yet?
half a ham? Hey, we did really well this year. Here's half a ham. You're going to share this
quarter.
Share with the sales department. Do I have you on here?
No, you don't.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, there you are. Okay. I don't know where you are. Hold on a second. You're going to have to adjust this.
That's good right there.
It is?
Perfect.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
I'm just kneeling
down.
So
what kind of gifts are they giving you? Because me, I'm just suggesting money for me. You want a Mustang. You want a new Mustang, don't you?
I thought you meant from the company. Oh, they've given me lots of gifts here this year. They maybe haven't given you nothing?
The company gave you
gifts?
Mr. Deep Pockets?
Oh, yeah.
Heartburn, I could see him giving you, but that's about it. What else?
I don't need anything. There's nothing I'm looking
for. From the listeners, what kind of gifts? You want a Mustang?
I got a big tray of cookies the other day.
I won't eat anything my listeners prepare for me. I know these
well,
people.
Well, you don't have trusted listeners.
I don't know. Exactly. Duh. Yeah. No, they could bring in a whole ham. That's, and I would go, thank you, but I'm not going to eat anything that any of my listeners prepare.
That's right. You're kind of like a police officer, going through the drive-thru.
It's like, no, I ain't eating any of this stuff. No, thank you. They can bring bottles of water. And I'll check to make sure that
you can get them off, though, without pulling the seal off of
you. Now I won't even drink that.
Now you won't even drink.
But really, what kind of gifts would you like? My listeners, they're going to give me cash. What would you like?
Oh, I'll take anything. I like food. I like to eat.
Really?
Yeah.
My listeners prepare food and you will eat it?
No, gift cards for stuff.
Like
if they have a business.
Even he doesn't want your food.
I'm the same way, brother. Yeah. Watch where you're stepping,
There you go. All right, good. So
I hope you get lots of money, though.
I think I will this year. Okay, I really do.
I'll tell you what. I'll contribute right now to it.
Thank you.
There is 61 cents.
That is 61 cents,
that's
you know?
Right. I didn't make it all the way through third grade for nothing.
I think I'll take it. All right, thank you. That's Johnny O there, ladies and gentlemen. See, he's not as bad as everybody says. All right, thank you, sir. Thank you. All right, fine. So, all right, he's gone. Now we can talk again. Anyway. So, yeah, hold on a second. Money's always the best with me. It's always the right size. By the way, don't give me wrinkled up, $100 bills and all that. Would it kill you to go to the bank or the credit union or the savings and loan or whatever and just get crisp new $100 bills? Would it kill you? put it in a nice envelope, put some thought behind it. A ribbon would be nice, at least a little red bow, something to the effect of, thank you, Dimitri, thank you for being you. Thank you for all the entertainment and information that you've given us over the year. Thank you, or, you know, whatever, whatever. That would be a nice touch. So if you would, if you're wondering, you know, what do we get this guy this year? Money's always the best way to go. Second best would be gift cards. But for very popular, like Amazon or, you know, Costco or Sam's Club or the mall or that new department store at South Hills Village, Von Maurer, I think is what it's called. Very, very classy. Holy cow. And I need to class up. I really do. I mean, I'm wearing an ugly Christmas shirt or a sweater today. It's the elf one. And on the back, I don't know if you can see it earlier. I mentioned that off. Well, maybe you can't. But the back of the sweater, the ugly Christmas sweater, is the back of the ugly elf that's on the front. And on the back of it, on the Christmas ugly Christmas sweater with the back of the elf, there's actually a plumber's crack. You can actually see some of that. So the current wife has gotten me some other Christmas, ugly Christmas sweaters. I might be wearing another one either tomorrow or Wednesday or something, but I've got to, you know, kind of cycle through them. And the ugliest Christmas sweater that I have is the vomiting unicorn. I have a vomiting unicorn Christmas sweater. I'm not exaggerating when I say this, and it lights up. And so I'll be wearing that as well. I'm trying to get into the Christmas spirit so I can start building up momentum for Kwanzaa. Typically, that's what I do. The Kwanzaa gifts also, cash would be nice. So I just wanted to get that out there because that's just kind of how I roll. All right, so we've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up here in just a little bit. The homeless situation in Wheeling. They spent more than $41,000 to clean up the Wheeling exempt homeless camp. More than $41,000. I volunteered to be the manager of that. I actually applied. I reached out to Bob Heron and to Michelle saying, hey, I'll do this. Nobody else is stepping up. All these do-gooders who love talking to the media about, oh, the poor homeless have fallen through the cracks and there should be the unhoused and the unapartmentized and the un-this and the un-that. Nobody stepped up to manage the camp except Dimitri. And I was told by the city, by Bob Heron, a very nice guy. I like the guy. And Michelle, who I love her and her shoes. Gosh, she's got the best shoes. There's no money for a manager for the homeless camp. They found more than $41,000, though, to clean up the homeless camp. But they couldn't find any money to have a manager to avoid the mess that they have now with cleaning up the homeless camp. So they had at least $41,000 to offer someone to manage the camp, to keep it in ship-shape condition, to make sure all the rules were being enforced. Nothing. The city, nothing. But suddenly they find more than $41,000 to clean up the mess of a camp that had no one running it. And you wonder why nothing ever changes here. It is absolutely unbelievable. It really is. It's absolutely unbelievable. All right. We've got to say goodbye on the Facebook side because Facebook has banned Dimitri Graffiti. But you can hear on the radio side and download the app, the River Network app. Please share this everywhere. Thank you so much, Facebook. Appreciate it greatly. Got to say goodbye. And let's get ready now to rumble with Dimitri Graffiti. Again, turn down your radios and then call in and follow the rules of engagement.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go! Dimitri Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti. Tomato Graffiti.
I want to thank the city of Wheeling and the mayor for forcing the hand of the NGOs that sentenced these people to that tent city hellhole. May they get the true help that they need.
Tomato Graffiti.
And this is the Sumerian crew aboard the 3i Atlas. We'll be making a flyby next week by the dark of the moon. We will be lit. We will not need Dimitri because he needs 6 digits on his hands, and he only has 5, so he will remain a broadcaster for the Ohio River News Network.
No way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Ooh, yeah, tomato man, are you sure it's the man? This is one wild. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Graffiti.
Everyone in West Virginia, please contact your state and federal representatives. Encourage them to forcefully push a new state hospital where we can finally break this terrible cycle of people's lives being ruined by mental illness.
Tomato Graffiti.
$43,000 to clean up Wheeling's homeless park? I could have done it for 5 gallons of gas.
Graffiti.
Can you run commercials for the last 5 minutes, please?
Under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the